The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Everybody, welcome to ReviewParty.com. This is the only podcast that reviews reviews. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Glad to have you here. Before we get to some reviews, I'd like to share a story. So I sleep with a fan every night. And Matt, I know you're a fan sleeper as well.
I like the hum.
The white noise, that it just lulls me to sleep. And you know, the nice breeze over your head, that's just a complimentary. That's just gravy on top of the cozy sleep situation that fans create for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm currently rocking a cheap Walmart box fan. I think I got it at the start of last summer for, it was like $12. And it started doing this thing where it does this little click. It'll do this little click, tick, 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 which totally disrupts the white noise situation that I'm using it for, right?
Yeah, you don't want that happening. Uh-uh.
The way to remedy the click was by punching the fan.
Of course. Just like a television, you give it an old bam, you give it a bop.
You bop it and it gets back in its correct rhythm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to try punching a few spots. Punching the side doesn't work. You punch the little back of the fan where the motor is.
This is what starts the robot uprising. I'm going to put it out there. Doesn't work. You hit it.
So the light punches were working for a couple of weeks probably, and it was getting worse and worse, and finally it came to a head. It was 3 in the morning, I was fast asleep, and the clicking started. I don't know how long it was before it woke me up, but I woke up maybe from an unrelated cause, but the clicking would not allow me to fall back asleep.
Mm.
And I got up, and it was 15 minutes of like trying to find the pressure point to get a proper punch off, right? Punching here, punching there. This fan is clicking away. There's nothing I can do about it. Finally, I gave it a little bop. It stopped. Take a deep breath. Laid down. Got comfy. Wrapped up in the blanket. Found a great spot to close my eyes. Take a deep breath. And lie down. I took that deep breath. And the clicking started again. And in a blind, almost drunken, you know, I was sober at the time, of course, but almost drunken type fury, I got up from my bed and just punched it in the side as hard as I could. Just like, you know, like a body shot, just like a lower, boom, and just socked it. It flew off the little chair I had it propped up on, slammed against the wall, and then proceeded to make a very awful noise, a noise that made me think, I have to turn this off right now or this could
sort
be
of a squeal, I'm guessing.
It was fan blade hitting the metal. I had punched it so hard that the metal dented, caved in, and the fan blade was whacking it. And then my punishment, my karmic punishment, was to sleep without a fan for a couple weeks. And finally, I went to Target. Their fans were like sold out. I was like, it's the middle of winter. They had like an $80 fan and like the little like office desk fans. Mm-hmm. They're like made of plastic, sort of look like a mini airplane engines. So I went with one of those, the little dude pumps for a little guy. So I'm happy with my purchase. So all's well that ends well. You got a review for me?
Yeah, I do. You know what? I'm going to start out with just, this is a fun one. First, a question. Do you watch Last Week Tonight? Do you know?
A little, sometimes. I haven't watched a recent one, I don't think.
Good, because this review was sent to us, not really, it was just from the show, but it was too good not to use. this was, quote, sent to us by John Oliver, host of Last Week Tonight.
Thanks, John. I didn't know you were a fan. Yeah, good friend. Thanks for listening, buddy.
This is a review for Tyson Anytizer's All Natural Ranch Flavored Chicken Chips. Frozen.
Chicken, so frozen chicken chips. Describe to me a chicken chip.
It's like breaded chicken in a triangle, flattened down. It was one other review, they said, I thought they were 3D Doritos, and they kind of do look like the old 3D Doritos, which aren't old anymore because they're back.
So are they, they're just a chicken nugget? A chicken popper, would you say?
Kind of flatter-ish. Okay. I don't know.
That's scary. That's even, I don't know if I want triangle Dorito-shaped chicken.
Yeah, so this was on Last Week Tonight, the most recent episode on the meatpacking industry. It was good. I recommend. And as Sir John Oliver says in the episode, this was on Tyson's website. I couldn't find it on Tyson's website. It appears they've discontinued this flavor, but this was on Walmart.com, and it says written by a Tyson.com customer. So we know it's legit.
Okay.
RX58 titles their review Salt City. And I'm gonna pause before this because this review, it stirred up some memories for me. The strange relationship between parents and children that we see played out in reviews, where usually it's the parent like, my kid loved this. I have a great kid. My kid hated this and it was expensive. I hate them. my kid cried when this broke. There are very clear tropes.
Yeah, some of the tropes we've explored before.
But there was that one right around Christmas, that Christmas Dragon movie review where the parent said, my child said, I don't feel good when they were watching the movie. And we were like, oh, that's some next level stuff. That's the type of interaction parent to child. You know something's very wrong. This is another situation. So again, RX titles the review Salt City and writes, aside from all that extra salt, it's spelled capital X, capital X, capital T-R-A. Oh, aside from all that extra salt, maybe they just meant to hit E, I don't know. Aside from all that extra salt, the taste was awfully disgusting. I gagged in front of my child, and he suggested I throw the whole bag's worth away after he spat it out. 1 star.
So it's not very good.
It's not very good.
So this flavor is quickly discontinued.
Some people liked it.
But so it just tasted very salty. That's how Doritos Taco Bell shells taste to me. It's like, this is just too salty. That's all I taste. But I can eat one of those. Is this another level of salt? Is this like a God smiting the people of turning Sodom into and a Gomorrah? Is that what
it must be? Picture yourself, you're a child and your parent, they're all powerful.
Yep.
Nothing can hurt them. They know everything. They make food taste good. And suddenly they taste something and you see just the vulnerability revealed. Your superpowered mom gags on a Tyson Anytizer. And you're like, oh, mommy, throw that away.
It's hurting. It's hurting you, mom. It's hurting you, mommy.
Your world is just destroyed at that point.
That's kind of like the feeling that the kid felt when they look back and got turned to pillars of salt. Or was it just the husband?
I think it was the wife, Lot's wife, right?
She looked back and got crisped.
Yeah.
She looked back and got turned into a Tyson Anytizer ranch chicken nugget.
And there's this, don't look back. Forget about mom. Keep going.
Her little, all that's left on the chicken nugget tower is like a little mouth, a little animated mouth, and she just gags.
But it's awful. Yeah, that's your punishment.
Do you think they use sodomy chickens? They got some like sodomite chickens, so or did they just? Oh no! This is definitely the chicken is normal, right? It's the crust. It's the crust on the outside that tastes gnarly. They just went to Sodom and Gomorrah, wherever that may be, somewhere in Jerusalem or whatever. They got the pillars of salt, and they said, well, this kind of tastes like ranch, I guess. Let's put it on some chicken. This is cheap.
Somebody said, hey, maybe you don't want to touch that salt. That's kind of the cursed bodies of sinners, greatest sinners. Nah, it'll be fine.
Throwing out some chicken. Yeah, this is cheap stuff. No one's. It's like water bottle companies just taking it. You know, he's fucking. This is mine now. I want to try it. It can't be that bad.
You could probably get it at Walmart.
I could like lick a salt lick. It's not pleasant, but I don't think I'd gag. Yeah, is this like more than a salt lick? Are hunters going to put these out for deer?
I hope not. That's just inhumane.
Man, why, Dad? Why does our venison taste like salty ranch? All his deer were living off the
appetizer
chicken. Yeah,
your venison is going to taste like trash.
What? That would be a heartbreaker. I love venison.
Me too. It's pretty darn good.
You know what else I love? Kool-Aid. And good segues. I got a review from Amazon. This was submitted by our friend of the show, Elijah Moshnick. Thank you, Elijah.
Thank you.
This is for Kool-Aid Strawberry Kiwi Drink Mix. Makes 2 quarts. Parentheses, 96 packets. This is one of the, you can get this delivered.
Supreme quartz.
Yeah, so most common, 96 packs of Kool-Aid every 3 months. How many Kool-Aid is that a day?
My mind can't even.
Is that like a Kool-Aid a day?
Can't even do the math.
Like a 2 quarts of Kool-Aid a day? Let's go, big dog. Holy shit. That is, how do you not have diabetes? Anyway, I won't judge. I won't judge my friend Bryson McDonald, who writes, use with sugar and water or else. Bought these for Spirit Week. Made kids drink the packet without water. 3 people threw up, and I did it personally and thought I might die. Definitely worth the money, but I hate Kool-Aid now. 4 stars.
Hang on. You made them drink the packet without water?
He made them mainline the Kool-Aid packet.
That's so awful.
Actually, personal story, my cousins, my older cousins who are like my older brothers, used to do this as a treat. And it's I think it's kind of good. Maybe that's just my fucked up like hillbilly upbringing.
I imagine to an extent that is good.
Yeah, it's not as good as putting it in water and mixing it, but it does not make me gag. So I think it might just be, that might be a strawberry kiwi special.
Uh-huh. Kiwi's too powerful.
The kiwi is strong with this one. But yeah, as you're saying, he made the kid. That's what really frightened me about this one. He made the kids drink the packets without water.
I'm assuming this is like the cool teacher, quotes, cool teacher.
Mr. McDonald.
All right, kids, Spirit Week. You're just going to down this powder or else. Where's your spirit, Jonathan?
I don't know how you felt about high school pep rallies, but that's how I felt going participating in them in any way. Like, you are going to have school spirit or else.
Look, punk, this school is going to dress up the most people in superhero outfits ever. Guinness World Records is going to certify it. And the year later, our rival high school is going to beat it because they're dicks. But we're going to do it now.
You don't wear pajamas on pajamas day. Some teachers look at you like a leper.
What happened? You roll out of bed dressed?
I mean, I like sleep with just boxers on. I can't participate in pajama day. And I'm not buying some stinking, I don't have enough school spirit to go buy some PJ pants just for this stupid day. Not into it. But I imagine you participated in the dress up days because you just dress up.
I do just like dress up.
It wasn't a school spirit thing. You just like wanted an excuse to dress silly.
Yeah. I'm going to dress exactly like this other person. Yes, please.
Oh, yeah. There do be some cool ones. I think that's how they sort of take an inch to get a mile. They bait you with these fun dress-up days. And then
twin day? Yes.
Before you know it, the cheerleaders are leading you in chants in the auditorium to try and be louder than the other grades, even though the seniors are going to win. What a sick game. What a sick game the American school administration plays with us.
What's your favorite color? Shout it. Red, white, and blue. What's your favorite? Oh, it takes me right back.
Yeah, it takes me right back to just being absolutely bored. See, I was... Maybe some people will look down on me for this or not think this is cool, but I was one of the kids that I would sit at the way top of the bleachers and just sort of sit there.
Not me, Buster.
I guess when I was in sports, maybe I participated in the fall. I don't know. All I remember is hating. Hating the experience, supremely.
Those are fighting words. You're talking to Johnny Pep Band here. Got my baby bass drum strapped to me.
I would have rather been in band. At least you get to play music. That was the best part in my book. But I set down my trombone after middle school because my older cousins, this story's coming full circle, the same ones that love to mainline cherry strawberry Kool-Aid packets. They said my high school band director was not a nice dude, I guess, to say the least. Not someone I would get along with. So they're like, just quit now. Save yourself the headache.
Gotcha. Anyway, I guess in the annals of high school spirit, I'm kind of going to equate this to what was that substance in Mad Max Fury Road that they would get all hyped up on?
Was it like platinum?
Silver spray. Yeah.
I think, well, they always yelled platinum and gold and shit like that. So I think it was just like, yeah, platinum spray paint or some shit they'd huff.
I think that's what Bryson, right?
Mr. McDonald.
Mr. McDonald. That's what he wants his students to become. Just their faces, not encased in silver spray, but you can see it's just Kool-Aid mix all over their face. We're going to take down Hinsdale. We're going to get them. And like, oh, are they bleeding from the mouth? No, it's just Kool-Aid. Don't worry.
Bring up one person from each grade to have a hula hooping contest. And as they hula hoop, they yell, witness me.
Rip the packet down and
just ready to die for the high school that you did not choose. That you just go to because it's close to your parents' house.
DC what charges?
Yeah, the high school quarterback be looking like a Morton Joe, all hooked up to different Kool-Aid juicing apparatuses. Imagine being on the football team. You see the other kids warming up. They're just like busting each other. They all got fucking red Kool-Aid powder all over their mouths. Chapped ass lips, all painted up with Kool-Aid powder. Instead of halftime oranges, they're just cracking packets. They're just cracking packets.
I mean, intimidation is half the battle, especially in high school sports.
Yeah, if you make the other team cry, what do you? You're not gonna lose.
Not a chance.
You've already won.
I spy with my little eye a pretty natural segue, I guess, if we're talking about Mad Max-esque things. I've got here a review for White Sands National Park. Ever been there?
Do a lot of crackheads live there or something?
No, it's just a big sandy place.
Okay, it's sandy. I got it. I don't think I've been there.
Me either. But it sounds lovely, especially according to Katrina W., courtesy of this Google Maps review. Katrina writes, one of the most amazing experiences in my life. You assume you'll just see a vast amount of sand, but it's so much more than that. What struck me when I left the car was the deafening silence. It was just so eerie and incredible that no one present at the parking site said anything for a long time, just to keep experiencing it. The views are stunning and the sand is indeed white. You can see the mountains in the background. And the fact that the A-bomb was tested not so far from here adds more thrill to the experience. 5 stars.
No! Oh, man.
And it is right disgusting. Next to White Sands Missile Range.
Oh, boy. This lady's ready to get hopped up off some juice.
Let's go!
She's walking around with a Half-Life 2 radiation detector, like huffing sand, trying to get turned into a superhero. Trying to look like Bruce Banner and shit.
She's ready to experience something.
Holy shit. That's the difference between America and other parts of the world. In America, you visit a national park where there's nuclear sand and you're like, this rules. In Japan, every kid in the whole nation like takes a school trip to the Hiroshima nuclear exhibit and are just like, just, you know, hey, here, kids, be depressed for a day. Be depressed for a nice afternoon. Yeah, my friend, I did not have the privilege of going to such a place, but my friend who went said he saw a group of kids go in, all, you know, third, fourth graders, just like acting like a bunch of kids, very happy to be there, very excited to be alive as a child in this great world of ours. And then minutes later, he saw a group of kids leaving, and they were just, they looked they just looked tired and very quiet, very solemn.
I imagine. I mean, when you're exposed to something like that.
Hey, but USA, nuclear sand all the way.
They dropped some bombs here. Into the sand.
Cool, dude. Cool.
Very thrilling.
Hey, I drove the Trail of Tears yesterday. What of you?
Oh, God.
What a great weekend with the wife.
I'm just going through, you know, atrocities in my mind. Which one can I make a joke about and not feel too uncomfortable? Hey, you ever heard of Antietam? They got some great barbecue around there.
Yeah, you gotta...
Went to Omaha Beach. I couldn't find a single steak there. I don't know what's up.
Hey, where's the steaks on Omaha Beach? I don't know. I don't know. Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah, I visited the Pearl Harbor Monument last weekend. The best pork buns, dude. You gotta try them.
I got a little sunburn, though. Yeah, it is what it is.
That, I'm sure those reviews are out there, dude. We just gotta find them.
Sure they are.
Oh, boy. Well, I've got... Hey, speaking of American insensitivity.
Yeah.
Look at this. I got a review for Pocahontas off of Amazon.
Oh, boy.
This review was submitted by Elijah Moshnick. Thank you, Elijah. Hitting the double today.
Thanks, dude.
We got... This review is written by Nancy Buck. She titles it, "I love that this story is historically accurate."
Oh.
It reads, "I love that this story is historically accurate, or at least the first half. I got this for my piano students to watch who were playing it and didn't understand the words. Now they are enlightened and hopefully influenced by the great message of this movie." 5 stars.
What is there not to understand about hey yo, walkie way, hey yo? Walkie way, hey yo.
Which song is that? The I think I can't hear the song, but I can picture the sequence in my head.
Steady as the beating drum, seasons go and seasons come. Steady as the beating drum.
Even as a small child, I didn't like Pocahontas. I watched it, and even then I had the sense of, yeah, this something's not right here. Something's a little off about this situation.
The romance and stuff and the colonization. Like when she's hanging out with the raccoon and the hummingbird and Old Mother Tree, things are good. When she's singing about the colors of the wind.
Sure.
Things are fine.
When she's nosediving off of waterfalls through rainbows, fucking beautiful. The raccoons eating little cookies.
John Smith is like, well, I'm going to come here. And this guy's got a little pug named Percy. I don't know. I'm not here much for that.
And I think part of it is I'm such a Lion King lover. You know,
yes.
I didn't have time for the Pocahontas when Lion King was on that shit, dude. Lion King was in the rotation.
I think it was my Goofy movie VHS tape, which had some primo pre-feature presentation little commercials.
Right.
One for Dr. Parachute, great song. But there was the Sega Dreamcast or computer, your PC gaming commercials for those original Lion King game. But there was a one for Pocahontas too, and the kid, I'll never forget the kid saying, "Look, I can make her run."
what a great feature for that video game.
They got everything. I can make her run.
not to go off on a tangent, but I think I had those Lion King games. And they were great. It was like a mini game pack. It was like five yes. mini games. And one of them was co-op Pac-Man, dude. I didn't realize that at the time because instead of eating the pellets, you're just leaving tracks, which, you know, virtually the same thing.
Yes, sure.
One friend on the arrow keys, another friend on the WASD, running from hyenas as Timon and Pumbaa in a little Pac-Man maze. Wow. That's really awesome. Peak gameplay. You can make them run. Wow. So, back to the review. This lady is indoctrinating these children. Now they are enlightened and hopefully influenced by the great message of this movie. What is the great message of Pocahontas?
European colonization for gold, glory, and God.
Yeah, European colonization kicks ass. Is that the message of the movie?
That was... Yeah, I had it way back in college. The one professor, Leeser, I believe, would always show us the opening of Pocahontas just for that one song, "Gold, Glory, and God." And he's like, "This is the accurate part of Pocahontas, but also look at how they're being represented. This tells its own story. Look at how the Europeans have been drawn and animated. They're all fat. They're dirty. They're drinking." They're singing about this stuff. Look at how the Native Americans... Look, Pocahontas' dad is ripped. Somebody made a choice to make Pocahontas' dad or some other tribal leader ripped.
Yeah, those dudes are hot.
That tells a story.
As much as I am a Pocahontas hater, those dudes, those Native American dudes are hot. Hotter than Pocahontas, probably. And Pocahontas is banging.
Yeah, she's supposed to be drawn to be like a 18-year-old Playboy model or something.
Yeah, seriously. Got nothing on, what was that, her brother or the dude that, like, wanted to be her husband?
Yeah. It's been a while for me. I'm gonna lay my cards on the table.
I've watched that crappy movie, like, twice in my life, which is wild compared to how many times I've watched any other Disney movie. Even Frozen. I think I've seen Frozen 4 or 5 times. That's just like I don't know. It's like a good tier, like an okay tier Disney movie to me.
Yeah, it's good.
It's decent. Frozen 2's got some bangers.
There's some truth to be mined. Yes. Yes to that. just take Pocahontas with a big old grain of Sodom and Gomorrah salt, if you know what I mean.
Hey, you know, I'd like to do that, but I'd watch it for 10 minutes and be like, let's put in Lion King, dude.
Be a good choice. Even Lion King 1.5.
Oh, Lion King 1.5 rules.
Yeah.
You know what doesn't rule? And I know this take is controversial. Lion King 2, not good.
No. I agree with you there.
Thank you. I know there's a lot of weird Lion King 2 lovers. They did like, let's base this on another Shakespeare play, like, good idea, but the protagonists are just so unlikable and weird.
Agreed. Yeah. Felt a little forced.
Yep, a little forced.
You know what? Before we go to break, this ties in amazingly. I found this after I found the White Sands National Park review, but it works even better after your Pocahontas review. This is a review, a Google Maps review of the Mescalero Indian Hospital.
Okay.
Are you familiar? Mescalero is just a tribe of Indians.
Okay.
And then this review is from Abhishek Gaur. He writes, "Good to see Indian Hospital in America. 5 stars.
Oh, man. He likes it, huh?
This is where we circle back to Americans being offensive. Abhishek doesn't know that Mescalero Indians are not the same as
right
as some other kind of worldly Indians.
Man, really, that's just confusing. That's what I don't get when people don't think Native American, like, calling people Indians is just confusing and offensive.
It is.
It's double bad.
It's a problem. Pocahontas didn't help.
Pocahontas does not help, and we're not helping either. Let's go.
Sure.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the show, and welcome to something different. I'm too excited. I know I am. For the segment today, I have brought a review of a play. And not just any play, this is a review of a play, a production of a play, that yours truly starred in.
Wow, a star in our midst.
You know how many plays I've been in?
We got a good review. Like two?
A bit more than that, but less than 10, I think.
2.5. I'll give you 2 treetops.
Yeah, not many, like 8, 9 maybe in a couple of years. So I struggle when people say, oh yeah, you're a theater person. I'm like, oh, I'm getting there, but
when I think of theater people, it's like they're lifers. It's since middle school they've been putting in that work. They've been having those hell weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, that ain't me. I respect the other side now. My eyes have been opened.
You're just a fan who likes to be a part of it. But hey, I've seen you on the stage. You look like you belong there. I think that's why people say it.
Gracias.
Yeah, enough complimenting Matt. Let's get someone tearing him up in a review.
Yeah. So this is a review for a play called Over the River and Through the Woods. It is a play about a young man. Actually, like, the role fit me almost to a T. A young man, like 29, 30, who would visit his 4 grandparents every weekend from New York to New Jersey. He would go, and they would have dinner, like, every Sunday night, because his grandparents lived 2 houses down from one another. And then, this is probably going to be in the review a bit, but I'm just setting it. Like, it identified with me, because he's going to leave, and he struggles with it. Anyway, this review hit me really well, and I had a lot of fun with it. So when somebody texted me that this review had been written, I didn't want to read it because I was nervies about it. So I went over to a friend's house and I had him read it out loud to me. And I thought he was improvising a bunch of it because it was an improv friend. And he said, Matt, you know how I improvise. I couldn't do this good, but I think I better just get to it.
So he's got this. This is a funny one. We do funny stuff on this show?
We try. This is a review from the Northwest Herald, Shaw Media's own, Belt Daniels. That's the reviewer, Regina Belt Daniels. Elgin Theater Company's Over the River, a convincing rendition of familiar tale. February 21st, 2019. What? Almost 2 years ago. Elgin Theater Company's production of Over the River and Through the Woods is a delightful, poignant human comedy. Under the skillful and sensitive direction of Richard Paul, it's a captivator. Written by playwright Joe DiPietro in 1998, it played for 800 performances off-Broadway. There's a simple and logical reason. It's a heartfelt and heartwarming tribute to loving grandparents. And in this case, 2 sets of Italian-American, New Jersey-based grandparents. It also relies on the universal themes of the importance of family and an adult coming of age, or time to leave the proverbial nest story. Over the River and Through the Woods is a sincerely identifiable story, Nick, a 29-year-old up-and-coming New York marketing executive, visits his grandparents every week for a traditional feast, also known as Sunday dinner. Ida is the Einstein in the kitchen, from cannoli to ravioli, married to mandolin playing Frank. Two doors down are Emma and Nunzio, their passionate counterparts. All four grandparents are guided and maintain old and new world customs, who live by the three F's, family, faith, and food. One day, Nick rocks their world by announcing that he has received a promotion and will be moving to Seattle, as in the state of Washington. And thus, the heartbroken but wily four try to provide a reason for Nick to stay, and their first attempt is a blind setup. One Caitlin O'Hare, the unmarried niece of Emma's canasta partner. The Elgin Theater Company cast is committed and charismatic, all seasoned, talented, believable performers. Side note, you love when you're called believable.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm not just totally schmucking it up there. That's great.
Tom Ochocinski as Frank is strong and blustery. His monologue about his father, the fisherman, as well as his mantra, Tengo Familia, not only are memorable, but they set the path of the play. Frank is married to Ida, sweetly and subtly played by Linda Sack, the conveyor of love from the kitchen. Rick Johnson is an incredibly solid and honest Nunzio. Arlene Arnone is Emma, Nunzio's wife. Arnone is quirky, energetic, and adorable. Yet here the casting is somewhat confusing. There is an obvious age disparity. I believe she's been married for 60 years, but not to Johnson's Nunzio. He could pass for her eldest son.
He's just a babe.
I know. Like, they're Italian
don't crack.
The cast knew that there wasn't a great difference in age between the two of them, but I just found that hilarious. Another minor quibble with those marvelous grandparents. Why don't any of the four have traces of accents? They all were born, raised, and came from Italy. So at this point, I'm like, oh man, she's not really holding back. The cast debated this a bit. We're like, oh, I think only the one came from Italy. The rest are second generation. Okay. Anyway, continuing, they should still probably have some accents. Jess Smith is a heartbreaker as the prospective love interest, Caitlin. I wish there was more of Smith on stage. She's an expressively deft charmer. I'm like, okay, well, the lady hasn't said anything about me yet.
Right. Just after our friend Jess. So you're really...
Yes, it's exactly. It's
really picking the petals off the daisy. And there's only one left, isn't there?
Jess was the one who had sent me that we'd gotten the review. And I'm like, I need someone else to read this. So earlier, when the grandparents were getting torn apart, that's where I was like, you're making this up, right? And their friend's like, no, this is all written here.
Oh. And you like, thought an insider was making jokes about the production, huh?
Yeah, and nothing's been said about me. But then we get to this. But it is Matt Hellyer as conflicted grandson Nick who runs away with the play. Wow. He is masterful and incredible in his journey on stage. His delivery at all times is natural and comedic with impeccable timing. And my mouth was on the floor. And he's like, oh, I wish I could have gotten a picture of that. Continuing. Sign actor Andrew Ross is unobtrusively set behind the uncluttered set on a platform. His signing is flawless, and his physical expressiveness is exquisite. He's not a distraction, but fascinating to experience. We had a sign interpreter one performance a week.
Oh, cool.
The audience is fortunate that DiPietro created such predictable but bitingly funny scenarios and characters. We are also fortunate that Paul brings to life such personalities, perhaps a little stereotypical, perhaps a little over the top, but so recognizable and so very lovely. So go over the river to Elgin, but a word of caution, bring Kleenex. There won't be a dry eye in the house at the end.
So they were very nice to you.
Very nice, and it's for good reason, because I bawled my eyes out on that stage.
Hey, that's worth a good review for me right there. That's talent. Did you reach deep down?
I did, you can probably hear it in my voice right now. Maybe it's just because I'm reading, reminiscing in nice things that someone said about me, or just getting back into the emotions of that play. But you know, when you're rehearsing something, you might make a discovery about the show. And, and like, oh, that's why they're saying that. And I just remember having the one weekend. It was 3 weekends for the show. I've done mostly it's like 2 weekends and you're done. You're like, oh, all that work for 2 weekends and it's done. This was 3 weekends and I'd done something for 4 weekends before, but this was 3. Like, oh, interesting. And I think it was the second weekend. I made a huge discovery during the actual show, not in any like pickup rehearsal. And it just broke me on the spot. And the floodgates were opened. And then the person opposite me, the grandfather, started going. And the rest of the performance, I was drenched and snotty.
So you were sort of like, forget what movie that is. That movie or the scene where one person pukes and then everyone in the room pukes. Except it was tears.
Yes, exactly. it was cascading tears. And the old grandmother's like, oh, what are you doing to me? hey. So that's, yeah, what do you have to say about that? Any jokes? There were jokes in it.
I thought of a couple, but mostly I just want you to read a review where someone hated you. Not that I didn't like this one, but.
I'll see what I can find. This is the second time that this lady's written a review of something I've been in, and I think she liked me then, too.
Well, thank you for that new segment. Yeah. I do have a review for us.
Nice.
This is from Mattel.com.
Oh, boy.
For the Star Wars The Child plush.
Okay.
Also known as Baby Yoda.
Baby Yo-Yo.
And this particular one, when you think of the Baby Yoda doll, this to me, this is the one.
Is he like looking up a little bit? Or is it just
looking up, sort of cute out. Face. To me, there's lots of Baby Yoda dolls. Swings, mm-hmm. misses. The Build-A-Bear one's a little off for me. But this one captures the essence of Baby Yoda while still being affordable. And this review written by Hytraj. There's lots of details on the reviewers at Mattel. Cool. They're from California. They have parents that are or they have kids that are 5 years and older. Their dad. And also there's categories they rated on. I'll save those for the end. Anyway, the review reads, packaging looks appealing. Baby Yoda is visible and he looks so detailed. The backside of the package has a description of Baby Yoda. Very easy to inbox. All you have to do is cut the back strong. Baby Yoda looks amazing. His eyes are very realistic. His clothes are also good. Looks like made from soft fabric. Baby today stands on a beanbag. That is the only downside. For a three-year-old, when they see that Baby Yoda doesn't have legs, they probably get scared and ask, why there are no legs? For an adult, it's not an issue. However, the package says 3+. Overall, the product is very detailed and very nice, but I wouldn't recommend it to a 3-year-old. Overall, 4 stars. Fun, 5 stars. Hold child's interest, 4 stars. Quality, durability, 5 stars.
I'm a leg guy, you know me. Baby Yoda ain't got no legs.
Baby Yoda ain't got no legs. See, when I sent this to my fiance, and I've always pictured this toy because it has the long cloth that sort of swaddles the ground like in the show. Right?
I see.
So you don't see what's under there, but when you lift it up, yeah, it's just sort of a beanbag shape, right? It's just sort of a, what are those things you push over and then come back up?
Oh, like a Weeble Wobble.
He's a bit of a Weeble Wobble situation. and I was like, you don't got no feet? I thought they just have little feet, little stapled down there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, here is a... Here's an in-depth look into my mind. When you said, when you reading his review and you said backside of the box, my mind just excised of the box. I'm like, the backside? Tell me more about the backside. And the butt and the legs. Tell me.
Tell me about Baby Yoda's luscious butt and legs.
continue, please.
You know, they're, yeah. This Baby Yoda's Lieutenant Dan style, baby.
Oh, but he's got magic powers.
He has magic. Oh, imagine if Lieutenant Dan could use the Force. Be a very different movie.
He'd be a very powerful man. Would he have the Force prior to losing his legs, though?
Oh, you think it, X-Men style traumatic experience awakened powers within him?
Maybe. Forrest Gump's got some powers of some sort. I'm not sure if they're...
Some time magic, perhaps?
Maybe force sensitive, not a force user.
Right. Yeah. He's definitely something, you know, it wasn't just Kool-Aid packets keeping him running all that way across the United States.
No. Look at me!
Oh, where's the Forrest Gump Mad Max mashup? Forrest, he doesn't need a car to go to Valhalla shiny and chrome. He just needs to jog.
With his smiley face t-shirt on. Smiley Mad Max face cruising mud. Through the desert. He looks, there's just a man running in short shorts.
What if instead of Lieutenant Dan, okay, here's what I'm picturing. Lieutenant Dan is not Lieutenant Dan, but Yoda. That would make it great. The ice cream scene would be wonderful.
Yes, it would.
Run or run not, there is no try. Are you scared, Forrest? No, Sensei Yoda. You will be. You will be. Forrest has to go inside the caves of Dagobah to face the darkest reaches of his heart. I don't think Forrest has a dark reach of the heart. It's just him losing at ping pong or something. I don't even think he'd be that upset.
It's just him losing Jenny.
He wouldn't even be mad. He'd just be sad.
Yeah. That's my boat.
How would Forrest Gump be different if he had a lightsaber? I don't think it'd be very different. He would just have a lightsaber.
No, because you would know a Jedi only draws their weapon in self-defense.
Exactly.
Like that. So he would never draw it.
Unless Count Dooku looking at you, funny dog. Then you double up. Scissor that man's head off.
Yeah.
But yeah, this toy, it's a great toy. That's all I want to say about it.
Sounds pretty cool.
It's a nice little toy.
I do agree. You could sew some feet on there, even if they're just little.
Oh, yeah.
Little
There's an entire
feet.
Instagram community of people decking out their Baby Yoda dolls in like different outfits and stuff. It's wildly adorable. As always, I included a Star Wars review because just so I could talk about Star Wars, and this to me, Baby Yoda has that thing that babies have, that when you see it, you want to protect it. There's an instinctual like, that thing is very cute. I need to protect it with my life, and I think the doll, this doll, even though it's not as detailed as the show, it captures that. Feeling it's the little smile. That's the little smile, isn't it?
A little shine in the eyes.
A little shine in the eyes. A little Baby Yoda smile. A little smirk. It's a frown and a smile at the same time. Very Mona Lisa esque. Lieutenant Dan, why do you look like the Mona Lisa when you smile? That's a deleted scene. Yeah. You got a quickie to finish us out here.
I do have one. I have a Google Maps review again of the Fort 8 Theater in Fort Dodge. This review is written by Zach Mosier, same maiden name as my high school girlfriend, who's now married, which is really interesting to think about.
Mosier.
Zach writes, "The mean supervisor at the counter wouldn't sell my friend with a beard into an R-rated movie. Worst experience of my life. Don't go here. One star."
Oh, that's rough, dude. One time they didn't let us into the movie theater, me and my friend, even though my mom were going to buy us tickets for the Tenacious D movie.
What?
Ugh. Yeah, she was going to buy us tickets and then just peace out. And they didn't let her.
They're going to make mom sit through Tenacious D? I don't know what mother would do that.
She has no interest, you know. I would hate to do that to my mother. She would be so bored.
I say that only if knowing that our mutual friend Joe might be listening to this, because his mom took us to see Tenacious D in concert.
In concert, I don't know. She might vibe with a couple of the beats. Yeah, I don't think any mom can watch the boner push-up scene of Tenacious D, the movie, and enjoy it.
Agreed. But come on. Dude's got a beard.
I have never been carded seriously in my life. I've only been carded by places where it's just sort of everyone gets carded. My first birthday as a bearded boy, or not my first birthday, my 18th birthday as a bearded boy, I went at midnight. We stopped at a gas station. I was actually on a school trip. And we stopped at a gas station. And I was like, I'm going to buy some lottery tickets. I'm going to get carded. Didn't card me. Super disappointed. Rarely get carded. And I attribute that to the beard accessory because underneath, Babyface City.
Right. I feel like this review definitely highlights that that split. Like, there's the maturity that comes with a beard, and there's the immaturity of, let us in! He's got a beard! Come on! Worst day of my life!
The duality of man.
Man-child.
And Baby Yoda. He chokes a bitch in that show, even though he's a nice guy.
She's not a...
What?
I was going to say, she's not a nice lady, but that's off camera.
He was trying to warn us, dude. Maybe he was trying to warn us. He was like, this bitch, now's my chance. Get out of here. That's all we got for you today, folks. Thanks for tuning in. It was a joy. I had a blast.
Whether you're a longtime listener or if this is your first time listening in.
Wow.
It's a lot.
Wouldn't that be a fantastic little thing? Wouldn't Could this be a tasty morsel to introduce yourself to the show? If you made it this far, you probably would be happy to know new episodes every Tuesday morning. We'd love to have you there. And if you'd like to send in an absurd review for us to muse over, please send an email with a hyperlink to said review to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. And we'd include your stinking name so we can throw your credit. You saw it. You know the drill. Elijah submitted some stuff. He's famous now. He's rich. He never has to work a day in his life. All because he submitted a review to reviewparty.com.
It's true. It's all true. And it could happen to you. If you like this stuff that you're hearing, you could also like similar stuff to see with your eyeball things. You can follow us on the social medias at reviewpartypod on Twitter, at reviewparty.com on Instagram. And if we're just posting silly review-based things there. Or things that interest us. Get on board. Give a follow there. It's free for folks' sake.
It's free frickin' content curated by two veterans of content enjoying.
And honestly, it's easy to say hey to us there. If you want to say hey, if you're not, you know, into saying hey, you can go to our website, reviewparty.com, or you can just find all the episodes. You can read the blogs. A little secret. They're pretty good. And you can check out our shop. There's some stuff there. If you just want a little message that's going to say, hey, there's new stuff to check out, then sign up for the After Party Review newsletter. Get a little mail in your inbox. It's a good time.
Get a little weekly juice.
We all like juice. We all like Kool-Aid. Time to drink.
Kool-Aid, close enough to juice for me, brother.
Drink the powder dry.
I will ascend to all Valhalla, shiny and Kool-Aid. There, when they smash their car through a wall, they all yell, "Oh yeah!" Morton Joe's just the Kool-Aid man, and instead of mother's milk, it's Kool-Aid man. Now we think of all the good juice
in the waning minutes.
In the waning minutes, well, and I'd like to take these last minutes to thank our buddies Nosebleeds for letting us use their jam bread for breakfast. You can hear it throughout the episode and on Spotify. Just search them, Nosebleeds, one word. I got a review to see us off here.
Rama Lama Ding Dong.
This is a review from imdb.com.
Oh.
For the show WandaVision, which should, I believe, when this episode comes out, the finale will have just aired. How topical.
Sick.
This review is written by Derg Warg. They write, awesome show. Just ignore negative reviewer. They're action lover. 10 stars.
Action.